Yo, yo, welcome in to episode 4 of the Dynasty Football Dominators podcast. It's your boy Jake, joined by Andrew, as always. What's up, man? Chilling, man.
What's going
chilling,
on, man?
Just reacting to all this crazy shit happening today. What about you?
Same here. Watching the NCAA tournament, I'm super excited that March
Go
Madness
Heels,
is
baby.
Finally here.
Go Heels.
Ooh.
Fuck Duke.
Gross.
But yeah, man, today's been crazy so far, and nothing's even official yet. Normally we would tell you what's the, you know, on the show for the night, but we're pretty much just going to react to the news that's happened, man, and you can get us started with whoever you want.
Okay, I'm going to go to obviously the biggest name out there right now. I mean, hands down, the biggest free agent move in I don't know how long.
Yes.
John Brown. Am
I was
I right?
hoping you would say it,
oh
but I wasn't
sure. Oh, my God. Yes, the GOAT. I mean, going to Baltimore, he's going to be the next
Randy Moss.
Am I right? Yeah, pretty much. No, he doesn't. I don't really care
They
about
needed
that
somebody bad, though. I thought he was going there, but, I mean, I guess John Brown's better than Perryman and Mike Wallace.
I knew they were going to get someone, and honestly, I'm pretty excited that it wasn't like a big name receiver because I don't really want Joe Flacco throwing the ball to any of my guys. So John Brown, that's fine.
Yeah, I have a bad feeling they're going to draft DJ Moore, but we'll worry about that later. What about Dante Moncrief going to the Jags?
That's interesting. I think that all in all, I think that just really shows what they think about Keelan Cole. I mean, I love Keelan Cole, as you know, and I really think that they're going to make him their one now. I mean, they're not bringing in another guy. They re-signed Marquise Lee, and they're bringing in Dante Moncrief. Those are complimentary guys, in my opinion. And then they got DD and Cole. I think they're going to be the focal point of that offense. I think it helps overall with losing A-Rob.
Yeah, I like it, man. You know, I like D.D. Westbrook a little bit more than Keelan Cole, but I like both of them more than Marquise Lee. And, yeah, it's going to be interesting to see who gets on the field there, to be honest, because all four of those guys are probably around the same. But I don't know, man. They're going to run the ball.
You like D.D. more than Keelan? Oh,
I do.
No,
I like Keelan Cole a lot, though.
No, he's got all the hype, but –
but I sold my shares.
You gotta watch the tape, man. You saw what happened. What happened last year? Keelan Cole
he's
was
good,
the
man.
Dude. Dede's not. He's not. He's the two.
Though. I agree. Keelan those Cole's are the two.
One.
I agree. Right those down. Are the two, though.
those
we
definitely
got a
are the two for
big
sure.
Big time receiver going to the Bears. Obviously, the clear number one there now is Taylor Gabriel. What do you think about that one?
Throwing me off with the Taylor Gabriel. No, but on a real note, Allen Robinson, man, I love that. I love Mitch Trubisky. I think Allen Robinson's gonna fit in very, very nicely there. I'm pretty excited. I know a lot of people are kind of down on Allen Robinson after he's going to the Bears.
Can't relate.
Like, man, I wish I would have sold my shares and. But, man, I love it. I love Allen Robinson to Chicago. I think Mitch Trubisky is going to make him a valuable
fantasy receiver. Yeah, man, I love it, too, because we saw what Matt Nagy was doing in Kansas City. That was a pretty good offense, and Allen Robinson is a dominant number one receiver. I like Mitch Trubisky a lot. I say this all the time, but he went number two for a reason, and I think he can get unlocked this year, especially if they let Tariq Cohen get on the field. Jordan Howard is going to be good. You got a big-time number one receiver. And I like Taylor Gabriel's speed. Every offense needs that. So I'm definitely excited about it, man.
That offense
they're
is
the Rams. They're
going to
be the Rams
now.
From last year. They're going to make a huge leap and be good as fuck. And everybody's going to be like, holy shit, where'd it come from? But we see it.
Yeah, I have been comparing Mitch Trubisky to Jared Goff a lot that second-year quarterback leap. I can really see Mitch Trubisky being a top 12 quarterback
possible,
this year,
man.
For
him
sure.
And Mahomes both, and Watson, and Baker Mayfield. Lamar Jackson. Anyway, yeah.
The new wave.
What about Albert Wilson? Are you excited about that at all? We can talk about Amendola, too. Lump them together.
See, I really thought Albert Wilson was going to go to Chicago.
Yeah.
And I would have liked that a little more than the Dolphins. It looks to me like all the Dolphins did was they traded away the greatest, the best slot guy in the league, probably, with Jarvis Landry. And they just replaced him with two subpar slot guys that are just going to share time. So I don't really like Albert Wilson or Danny Amendola. I think they'll just kind of share reps and be okay for the team. But fantasy-wise, I think it's kind of irrelevant. Yeah, pretty
much means nothing to me, man. Move on to Jonathan Stewart to the Giants. What do you think about it?
I like it because I have a lot of Wayne Gallman shares. And they're not going to draft the guy, I don't think, now. So this, to me, more says like what they think about Gallman, because Jay Stu's only going to be around another year or two. So hopefully Gallman can learn some stuff from Jonathan Stewart. And obviously he's going to steal some carries now, but we're talking dynasty. So in the long run, I really, really like Gallman. And if you can, I would recommend going and buying Gallman right now while you still can. I'm going to put my stamp down on my boy.
I hate that. No, I like Gallman. I think they're going to split carries, though. I think Stewart's probably going to be the goal line guy, and Gallman will probably get his fair share. It'll probably be close to 50-50, but I do like Gallman long-term. Stewart's not going to be there very long, maybe only a year. He's pretty old. He's got a lot of mileage, so I do like that for Wayne Gallman. Definitely not Paul Perkins. Is he cut? Is he out of the
Paul
league?
Paul Perkins is dead. I don't know, man. That Smash Jackson thing lasted for like two weeks.
That one did not last very long. What about the Crow?
The Crow. Okay, so I have mixed feelings about the Crow. I really, really loved the Crow last year. Obviously, I was wrong. He let me down. This year, I really like Elijah McGuire. And I was afraid the Jets were going to draft a running back early and screw up Elijah McGuire's stock. Instead, they go out and get Crow. So I think I still kind of like that, because I don't think Crow is an every down back by any means. And so, I mean, he could be a decent two down back, but I really like what that does for Elijah McGuire's stock. I found with a lot of these free agents, I'm looking at the other pieces on the team, and I think that affects them just as much, if not even more, than the people who are signing.
Absolutely. That's at least equally important. It's a big part of it. I mean, everybody's on the same field. So I agree, man. I like Crow a little bit, not a whole lot, because he disappointed me last year, but I think McGuire's going to be on the field quite a bit, and I don't think Bilal Powell's going anywhere either, so that just looks like the same thing it was last year, which was a lot of decent football players, but for us in fantasy, it's hard to use them. I do think Crow will pretty much get all the goal line work, so there's that. He might be startable, but probably just a flex option, I'd say, maybe. But I like McGuire in Dynasty, and he's pretty cheap, too. You can get him for third or fourth, probably fourth in a lot of leagues, but at least a third.
Yeah, he's one of the guys in one of my buy low candidates in my article coming out here tomorrow, actually. But as far as Crowell goes, I sold Crowell a couple weeks ago for a 2020 first, and I'm super excited about that still. So that's one of those guys that, I mean, whenever the new picks come out, you always have those guys who hate future picks, and just take advantage of that. Like, you can sell a guy like Isaiah Crowell for a 2020 first.
I'm doing day long.
Every day. Like, not a question.
We got a feel-good free agent right here next on the list, man. I know he's close to your heart. What about Teddy Bridge?
Oh, I love Teddy Bridgewater. Oh, that's my boy. Man, he just got confirmed to the Jets for a one-year deal.
Yep, Schefter dropped it right before we recorded.
This is breaking news. So I don't hate that fit. It's interesting because they just signed Josh McCown to a one-year deal as well. Do you think there'll be like a
QB
battle?
I do, and I expect Teddy to win it. So that's that.
He's going up against the Iron Man, though.
No, I think Josh McCown is just – he's obviously a solid quarterback, but I think he's also just a really good teammate, a good locker room guy, and they're trying to build a culture in New York, so – they're obviously okay with him playing if he wins the battle, but I think they're signing Teddy with intentions of him being that guy. They still may draft somebody at what do they have, six maybe? That wouldn't surprise me, but yeah. Hopefully it's just Teddy and they build their defense out or something else.
I mean, because Teddy's still young, isn't he?
I don't know how old he is, but he's not much older than 25, maybe.
Hey, Alexa, how old is Teddy Bridgewater?
Hey, caught it.
He's 25 years old. That's correct. Alexa just confirmed it. So, I mean, he's still young enough to build a team around. Like, he could still be a franchise quarterback. So, I'm fine with that. Like, I think the Jets are actually starting to make some decent moves now. So I'm excited for Teddy. As you know, that's my boy. I'm glad to see him get out of Minnesota, which brings us to our next guy, which is probably the biggest free agent signing this year. It's going to be Kirk Cousins getting paid by the Vikings. What do you think about that?
Like, I've expected it. I think you did too. We've expected it for a little while now, but it's finally here, and man, they are going to be a problem. Sucks for my Saints and our Super Bowl hopes, because that team right there should be the best team in the NFC, because Diggs and Thielen are just incredible weapons for a dude like Kirk Cousins, who's really efficient with his throws. I think Diggs is going to take off, man. I mean, I still like Thielen, but this is going to unlock Diggs in a way that we've seen him do it in flashes before, you know what I mean? But if he can stay healthy, this could be a sustainable Stephon Diggs elite receiver season, I think.
Yeah, I love Stephon Diggs. I actually sold him in a couple leagues. I'm kind of upset about that at this point, but I kind of had to like counteract me buying Kirk Cousins in a couple leagues, just so, you know, I wasn't on one side of the fence or the other. But yeah, like you said, I really love Stephon Diggs. I love that whole offense. I mean, I really think it's just gonna explode with Kirk Cousins. We actually have some breaking news right now. Cardinals agreed to terms with quarterback Mike Glennon. Woo! So
then they get Bradford too.
So they're going to bring in Sammy. They're going to bring in Sammy Biscuits and Mike Glennon. So Sammy Biscuits can start the first 3 weeks and then completely tear his meniscus, and then Mike Glennon can come in and suck, and then their rookie can come in and probably suck too, and just ruin David Johnson's fantasy value. So that's freaking great. Man. So thanks, Cardinals. Thanks for not – they didn't go get a great quarterback out of this free agency. They went and got two subpar quarterbacks. Like, what are they doing?
Jesus Christ, poor Larry Fish. I think Bradford's actually decent, but he's just – he has no knees. Last time I saw him play, he looked like he had saw a ghost or something. His face just looked like he was done. And Mike Glennon sucks. I mean, I don't need any analysis.
Okay, I'm gonna come out of the woodwork a little more. There's a part of me that wants to like Mike Glennon. Is that weird?
It is.
Yeah. Tell me. Thank you.
He sucks.
Like, he's on that. He doesn't suck. Nathan Peterman sucks.
There's levels to being bad. He's still bad.
Like, but I mean, he hasn't really had much of an opportunity, though. Like, look at him with the Buccaneers. Zero opportunity whatsoever. Okay, he goes to the Bears. He thinks he's going to be the guy. Everyone was excited, if you remember. He signed that huge contract. Then they freaking trade up to draft their guy in Mitch Trubisky. I mean, what do you think the guy's going to do? He knows he doesn't have a job, so he fails. And, I mean, Mitch Trubisky didn't do a great job. I mean, they didn't have any wide receivers. So I think there's like a glimmer of hope. I'm talking a glimmer of hope like I just picked up Mike Glennon in a couple of dynasty leagues off the free agents hope. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not saying like you have to like trade for him or anything, but go check your waiver wire. And if you're in a super flex or a 2QB league and you have a roster spot open, just go pick him up. Go stash him. You might be surprised.
No, that's all fair. I understand, but he sucks. I would have rather them picked up AJ McCarron, man. That would have been smarter for me. You know, I think Glennon will get an opportunity. I mean, at least, because Bradford's not going to last. So, you know, he can prove you right or wrong either way. I think he'll get the chance.
So Glennon over McCarron right now. You're taking McCarron.
I'll take McCarron. And I don't think he's even that good.
All right, I'll take Glennon.
I'll take him.
No, he's from Alabama. He can't be that good. No, I'll take Glennon. I'm writing it down.
Glennon's from NC State, so fuck him too. Let's go ahead and hit our last quarterback then, at least for the guys that have signed. That's Case Keenum. What do you think, Denver?
Case Keenum. It's okay. I was expecting a lot more out of John Elway. Not gonna lie, kind of disappointed. I really thought that they were gonna get, like Kirk Cousins or draft a quarterback and him turn into an elite superstar. But it's whatever. I guess it helps Sanders and Demaryius Thomas and Carlos Henderson. But as far as Case Keenum, I think his best days are behind him. He'll be okay.
I actually like Case Keenum to Denver, and I like Case Keenum in general. I don't think he's going to be, you know, fantastic or anything, but a quarterback, a high-end quarterback too, you know, like a top 16, 17 guy, startable. I think he can be that, and he can make Demaryius and Emmanuel fantasy relevant again, both of them. So I don't think it's like the greatest signing in the world. Obviously, it's not Kirk Cousins, but it's an obvious upgrade to what they have, and I'm kind of excited about it, man. I'm glad I have Emmanuel Sanders. I got him kind of cheap in the offseason so far. So I'm excited to see what happens with that. And I like Case. I do think they're going to draft somebody, though. I've been feeling like they were going to take Josh Allen this whole time. He just seems like an Elway guy because he's big. So
he does.
We'll see.
Yeah. So I just realized something. Like, there is a time that I love Sam Bradford, and there is a time that I love – well, I still do love Teddy Bridgewater. That's the exception. And there was a time that I loved Case Keenum. And I'm like, what? Like, why do I not like these guys anymore? I'm like, it's Stephon Diggs. They were just throwing the ball to my boy. So that's obviously why I need to get off this Stephon Diggs
train. No, man, you can stay on that train.
I'm going to stay on it. I'm going to stay on that train. I'm conducting that train.
We still got a couple free agents to get to, man. But let's take a quick break. We are back, man. I think we should start with these tight ends. What do you think about Trey Boo Boo going to the Bears?
That's probably one of my favorite, actually. I'm a big Trey Burton guy. Obviously, you know that because I was super pissed off whenever I thought I had him. Actually, I did have him in one league. And it turns out there was something screwy with the, like, the waiver wires or whatever. And I gave them to you, and I've cried every day since then.
Yeah.
So, obviously, I love me some Trey Burton. I love Mitch Trubisky. I love the Chicago Bears offense. So, I'm super excited about that.
I'm excited about it because I like Trey Burton. But at the same time, kind of crushed because I have Adam Shaheen in several spots. Yep. And that doesn't mean that he's dead because there has been – yeah,
they use a lot
because they're going to run the ball a lot. They're power offense for the most part, but that could change, obviously. But I think Shaheen will still get on the field because Burton's not big enough to be a full-time tight end. But I think he's going to be the guy running most of the routes, so unfortunately. I like it for him, though. I think he's a top 12 tight end immediately from this day forward. And I would try to get him if you can.
In two of my dynasties, actually, I have Shaheen, and today I received an offer for a 2019 third for Shaheen and this year's fourth for Shaheen. And I just wanted to just give both of those owners a huge hug for trying to get Shaheen for cheap from me, but obviously I declined because, you know. But I would encourage everyone to go out and try and buy Shaheen cheap. I mean – this is probably the lowest, obviously the lowest he's been probably since he's been drafted. So, and I mean, there's still a chance. Like, at the least, he's gonna get work. He's gonna get on the field. And who's to say that Burton doesn't work out? So, I mean, don't give up on Shaheen by any means. There's been plenty of instances where, you know, two tight ends can can make it, especially in a scheme like this. That
I agree, man. I like that call. I would try to buy him too.
So let's talk about what I think is a very gross tight end and who I want nothing to do with, and that would be one Jimmy Graham signing with the Green Bay Packers.
Yeah, what do you think about Jimmy Graham? I'm not interested, man. I like Jimmy Graham, the player, but Green Bay doesn't use. Yeah, well, even just recently, I just like Jimmy Graham. I got a soft spot for him. This whole Saints thing, but yeah, man, the Packers don't throw the ball to the tight end, so I don't want him. He's old. He may catch a lot of touchdowns. He really might, but he's not going to be getting a lot of yards or targets. He's going to be just like he was last year, but probably not that good.
26 catches, 8 touchdowns, and 14 yards. That's going to be Jimmy Graham's stat line.
It's possible.
Year. Yeah. First of all, I don't want anything to do with Jimmy Graham dynasty-wise. Like, if you can sell him for any – like, he's probably only going to be in the league, what, 2 more years?
You know what's crazy, though, right, man? He's fucking expensive. Like, people want an early second.
Makes no or sense.
Some people want late first for him. Like, he's impossible to get.
He's that's impossible laughable. To get. I would consider giving up. Like, if I was a contender, I'd probably give up, like, a mid to late third.
I offered DeMarco Murray to a guy who kind of needs a running back straight up for Jimmy Graham, which I thought was a pretty good offer. Like, whoa, if anything, like, I was overpaying.
Send me DeMarco Murray. Because
I'm desperate for a tight end in that league. All I got is Njoku, pretty much. And he turned it down. I wanted me to add, and I don't understand that shit at all. Like, I really don't. And that was before he signed with the Packers.
So, I mean, that's good for whatever. You. Yeah, that's – I'm glad you didn't make that. I would have shed a tear for you if you would have traded.
I'm super deep. It's all good, man. But what about – I like this one a lot. I really like this one a lot. Paul Richardson to the Skins.
Yeah. I knew you were gonna say that. I'm a little bit more biased because I just traded for him in a league this morning, like 3 hours before – he got traded. He was kind of like a throw-in piece, so I'm super excited about that. But I love the talent. I always considered him like a really solid wide receiver too, but Washington's going to pay him as a wide receiver one. So I'm very interested to see. I hope he proves me wrong, but I don't think he can be a wide receiver one. I really don't. But like I said, I hope he proves me wrong because I love the guy. And I hope he produces in Washington. But, man, I said earlier, that's just like the most bland, average offense in the NFL right now is the Washington Redskins. You got Jamison Crowder and Vernon Davis and Paul Richardson and Samaje Perine and Alex Smith. Like,
oh, don't forget Josh Doctson. Come on.
Oh, Josh Doctson. Yeah. Gross. Give up. Can we give up on Josh Doctson?
I can't do it yet. I don't like him. I don't like him, but I'm not giving up on him, though.
Dude.
Can't do it.
What about Devontae Parker?
Oh, fuck him. Fuck him.
Can you give up on Devontae Parker?
That's the most most irrationally priced dynasty football player that I've ever encountered in my couple years of playing. I don't understand this shit. I've been hearing it for 3 years now. He's not good. I don't think he has a 100-yard game in his career. If he does, it's only one maybe. He's not good. He has the body of a good receiver, like a good receiver, but something's not right. I don't know what it is. There's been plenty of big, fast, strong guys that didn't make it that should have been good. Dorial Green-Beckham, he could be that type of guy. Like, they signed Amendola, Albert Wilson, signed Kenny Stills. Like, fuck that. Fuck him. Fuck him. That's it.
So you taking Doctson over Devontae Parker then?
Yeah, because the wide receiver 3 breakout, that's a real thing, you know, for the most part. Nelson Aguilar did it, so maybe Doctson will do it, hopefully. But I actually like Paul Richardson significantly more than Doctson, though. I don't think Richardson can be a wide receiver 1, like a true 1, but I think he's going to be their 1, whatever that means. So, you know, I have a Paul Richardson in a lot of places, so I'm cool with it. It's better than Seattle. And,
Well, Terrell Pryor was their wide receiver 1 last year, and that didn't turn out.
I don't know what
was
up with that, man.
Hopefully.
I think he was hurt. Yeah.
He was injured. He was hurt. He's going to be a stud still.
First game of the season, Pryor had like 11 targets. Never forget. And a touchdown, even though he pushed off.
I'll never forget. Dude, yeah, yeah, that game. Okay, I was up like 20 points. That was Monday Night Football. I was up 20 points going into Monday Night Football. I was like, there is no way I'm going to get beat. And Terrell Pryor caught that touchdown and single-handedly beat me. So, yeah, but I still love him. It's fun. It's
yeah, fun. That was the only okay. week I was satisfied with Pryor all season. But let's move to the main attractions, man, that we're both very excited about. I know we kind of already touched on Allen Robinson a little bit, so we'll go ahead and just get into him a little bit more. So you want to gush over him some more?
Yes, I love Allen Robinson. Oh, my goodness. I don't know why people are so upset that he's going to Chicago. Mitch Trubisky is going to be thrown. I'm saying it right now. Mitch Trubisky is going to be an elite quarterback in the NFL. Mark it down. He will. Like, I'm telling you. They seen something in him to trade up that much. Everyone's saying, like, you're stupid for giving all that. But they wanted Mitch Trubisky for a reason. This dude is a franchise quarterback, and they just locked down Allen Robinson. Allen Robinson, Mitch Trubisky to Allen Robinson is going to be a thing for years to come, and it's going to be glorious. That's my
opinion. I really like it, man. and I like Mitch Trubisky, too. I would tell you that you're crazy, but you're not. I just traded for him 2 weeks ago. Deion Lewis, Crabtree, and a 19-1 in a super flex.
In a Mitch. Whoa.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's looking good right now. And I like Allen Robinson, man. I think he's on the path to getting back to that 1,400 yards, 14 touchdowns. I don't think he's going to quite get there this year. Maybe with the yards, probably not the touchdowns. But I think over the next couple of years, you're going to see Robinson be one of those top 10 guys consistently, I think. Maybe this year probably top 15 as they get acclimated, but that's going to be big time as we move forward. So go buy him if you can. It's probably too late. Probably too late. Should have bought him last year when he got hurt like I did. But try.
Robinson, ever since he played at Penn State, like I'm a big Big Ten guy, you know, so I even have a for him. But, yeah. Like you said, you probably can't buy him now. So, sucks for you. You can just watch him ball out.
Yeah. What about our favorite? He's the champion of the podcast, young Samuel Watkins.
Save the best
for
last. Absolutely. Right here. The best for last. Sammy Watkins. So, last night I got super scared because you were talking to me about him signing with the Packers. I was like, ah, crap. Like, I have so many Devontae Adams shares. And if I was going to rank my top wide receivers, like my favorite wide receivers, leaving out like the elite three, because that's not fair, it would go Stephon Diggs, obviously. Number two would be Sammy Watkins. Number three would be Devontae Adams. Okay. Number four would be Tyreek Hill. So so that's who he's going to play with now. But I think his situation, obviously, increases from the Rams because that just wasn't as a run heavy offense and he just wasn't getting the targets that he deserved. But the Chiefs are kind of in between. Like if you were gonna tell me to rank possible Sammy Watkins destinations, rank them 1 through 32, I would probably put the Chiefs right at 16. So what do you think?
Yeah, I pretty much agree with everything you just said, man. It's kind of a middle-of-the-road destination. I like it for Pat Mahomes a lot and the Chiefs.
Oh, yes.
But as far as Sammy, it's not what I wanted. I wanted him to go somewhere and be the absolute clear-cut number one. Some games he's going to be the three. Some games he's going to be the one. Some games he's going to be the two. Some games Kareem Hunt's going to run the ball 30 times. So I'm not really sure. He's going to be boom-bust, and so is Tyreek. Yep. It hurts Tyreek, too, and I like Tyreek a lot. I don't think it hurts Kelce at all, and I think it helps Kareem Hunt a lot.
Yep.
But I'm going to make a prediction. I think he'll be somewhere around 75 catches, 1,000 yards, 8 or 9 touchdowns. So a wide receiver, too. But him or Tyreek could be a one, possibly.
Yeah, I think him or Tyreek will be a one, and the other one will be a mid-wide receiver, too. I don't know which one yet. It just kind of depends which one they decide to make more of their underneath possession wide receiver. Because I really think that they'll do that. I think that they'll have one guy running, you know, the short slants and the screens and the crossing patterns a lot more. And whoever that guy is, I think obviously he's going to get a lot more targets and he's going to get a lot more catches. So
I think that'd be Sammy.
I think
he's the big body. He's the big body.
Exactly. And Tyreek Hill already has an established position.
Right.
And he's the downfield guy. So, I mean, if they do that, if they work him into that system correctly or as I want to see it, man, I think it could be a positive. Like I said, definitely a big upgrade from the Rams. But, I mean, he's not the number one. But that being said, he's probably not going to get double teamed hardly at all with those other weapons. So that's good. But, man, the Chiefs' offense is going to be, like, they're going to be the number one offense in the league this next year, aren't they?
So you know how I feel about Sammy Watkins, okay? Everybody does. It's pretty clear. He's my Abby on Twitter. I have a feeling in the back of my head. It's not, like, something that I think will happen, but it's something that could happen. What if the Chiefs are like the Colts used to be with Marvin Harrison and Reggie Wayne, or like the greatest show on turf, where you have two guys who just are both just studs and a quarterback that puts up.
So you're saying Sammy Watkins
those guys, but put up numbers like those guys, you know what I'm saying? Like in that type of an offense, because that offense sustained two elite receivers with an elite running back and an elite quarterback.
It can happen.
And a guy like Andy, I don't want to come on here and hype him up because obviously we're a pro Sammy Watkins podcast, but that's a possible outcome. Maybe it's not the likely one, but it could happen.
Look no further than Green Bay a few years ago with Jordy Nelson and Randall Cobb. They're both wide receiver ones. It can happen. And I think with the type of offense that Andy Reid and the Chiefs want to run, they're going to pass the ball.
They're going to be chunking that shit, man.
So, that's what I'm saying. And it really comes down to Pat Mahomes. If he's who my heart wants him to be and thinks he is, I can see it. And I love Pat Mahomes, and I have so many shares of Pat Mahomes, and I'm so excited.
It makes me like Kareem, too. I like it for Kareem. So we have definitely ran longer than we expected, but fuck it, man. Let's just go ahead and finish up the show. So to finish up the show, we're just going to go through the guys who are left and just throw out some random predictions, man, where we think they might land in the next week or so. So let's get it started with Jordy Nelson. Let's do these rapid fire.
Jordy Nelson. Where I want him to go is the Colts. Where I think he's going to go is
the Colts. And I'd be cool with the Patriots. So I like Seattle. That's one I would really like to see. What about Carlos Hyde?
I like that. Carlos Hyde. I want him to end up in Detroit. I have no idea he's going to end up.
I'm gonna say he stays with the Niners.
Yeah, Detroit.
For a cheaper deal.
That's probably what's going to happen. What about Terrell Pryor?
For some reason, I think he's going to Dallas. But I also like him for Seattle or Indianapolis, too. I think one of those two teams is going to sign a guy.
I'm going to go with a reunion with the Browns or a dark horse in the Buffalo
Bills. That one. That one makes sense. They need some money. Doug Martin, what do you think about him?
Oakland.
I like it. I don't really know who else is going to sign him. I mean, whatever.
Whatever.
Most Jeremy Hill.
Dead. Jeremy Hill.
I mean, I like Jeremy Hill, you know, 4 or 5 years ago when he came out of LSU and was wrecking shit. But, yeah, man, I don't know. Miami, maybe?
Yeah, he's just going to go somewhere and just be a
backup. I can see Miami. I kind of like that. Now that I say that.
Yeah, that's fine. That could kind of run Kenyon Drake's appeal. And then I'm going to go out and buy Kenyon Drake for super cheap. So the former Patriots running back, Deion Lewis, intends to sign a 4-year deal with – oh, shit. I'm so glad I sold him. He's going to sign with the Titans. Oh, there goes the Derrick Henry. You had 1 week to sell Derrick Henry. If you sold Derrick Henry, congratulations. If you didn't, you're stuck with him. I sold him for Corey Davis in one league. So I'm going to pat myself on the back real quick. So Deion Lewis to the Titans.
Dude, I could have got.
Oh, my. I was not expecting that.
I could have got 104 for Derrick Henry a month ago, and I turned it down.
Man, a four-year deal, too. Like, they're dead set on not giving Derrick Henry three touches. Like, you know what? Like, he's obviously their one and two down back.
I don't get that for Deion Lewis, man. I don't get that.
I don't either. I don't understand. This makes no sense whatsoever to me made it at all. But I'm really glad that they spent money in running back and not wide receiver, because that makes me even more excited for Corey Davis. So
a week ago, he was talking about how he wanted to be a featured running back, and then you go somewhere where you're never going to get the ball inside.
Money
the
talks. Money talks.
Oh my god. He's going to be a passing down back. Oh, I guess, man. Maybe like a Freeman Coleman thing. Yeah. I still like Derrick Henry. Fuck that. I'm not selling him now, because I'm not selling him for that cheap.
Oh, no, you can't. Stuck with him now, man. You cannot sell Derrick Henry now. If you have Derrick Henry, you keep him.
Jesus.
For sure, 100%. Because you're going to get like a late first for Derrick Henry, and he's worth way more than that. I love Derrick Henry. Like, I really do. I love the talent. But like I said, I mean, I sold him high. Like,
yeah, you did.
I sold him really high. And I'm really glad I did.
I wish I had 104, because that would be Chubb.
Yeah.
Oh
yep, that just throws a wrench.
I might hit that dude up real quick and try to make it happen. But fuck, man, you just threw a curveball in the pod. It's sad now.
Hit accept. It's on Sleeper Bot, so ESPN hasn't reported it yet. You have like 3 minutes.
I am actually messaging this dude right now. Why don't you move us on to the next guy?
And while we're talking about the Tennessee Titans, let's go ahead and talk about the former Tennessee Titan, DeMarco Murray. So it seems like nobody wants DeMarco Murray, but at the same time, everyone wants DeMarco Murray. So where do you think he's going to land right now?
I like the Seahawks, and I think he said he was visiting with the Lions, right? I like both of those spots.
You just put everyone on the Seahawks.
They're going to sign somebody, because they have clear needs.
I like the Lions. No, Chris Carson is the greatest running back in the NFL. They're not going to sign anyone, man. Chris Carson is
the
GOAT.
He's meeting with him for what, then, if Chris Carson's the GOAT? I like Chris Carson, but, you know.
They're stupid.
I actually like the Lions more than the Seahawks, and that's the only two teams I've heard connected to them. So, you know, I don't think there's going to be a big market.
I like the Lions. Yeah, I'll throw in, again, the lowly Raiders. They obviously need running back help, so I'll throw them in there as well. Moving on to another running back. We've already talked about no, Jordan Matthews has already
has
been
he?
Taken. So cross that out. No, he hasn't.
Yeah.
Jordan Matthews. Let's talk about Jordan Matthews.
I think he's a buy low right now. I would try to buy him everywhere right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, I don't. I would sell him to you because
okay.
I do not believe in Jordan
him.
Matthews at all. Whatsoever. Okay, send him to me. Oh, too bad. I don't own him anywhere because
he
sucks.
Either.
So.
And this guy was good his first 2 years. He got hurt because the Philly doctors are idiots, and he's going to come back and be a wide receiver three. Low-end wide receiver two in a great spot.
Yep.
Talking about fantasy-wise. If he lands somewhere like
– I don't like –
if he lands somewhere like San Francisco, I like it. I also like him in New Orleans. We need a slot guy. I would love to have Jordan Matthews in New Orleans. I love it.
Yeah. If he lands one of those two spots, it'd be okay. Regardless, though, I don't want anything to do with Jordan Matthews unless I get him for like a bag of potato chips or something super cheap. So moving on to a running back, more interesting guy here, Jerick McKinnon.
Yeah, I thought he was going to Tennessee, to be honest. So now.
Now he's not.
Jerick McKinnon, and I haven't thought about this until right now, is primed to go to Indianapolis and be a stud.
Ooh. See, I like that. I like that. I think I had my cards on the table for him to go to Tampa Bay.
I like that, too. That's fine with me.
I mean, I think he could be the third down back in Tampa Bay. I don't know if they'll keep Peyton or move on and draft a guy, but I think he could have a decent role in Tampa Bay.
Yeah, sorry about that cough, everybody. I can feel that cough coming on pretty strong right now. So let's get to these last two tight ends and wrap it up, man. What about Eifert and ASJ?
Yeah, Eifert, I'm not concerned about. If you own Eifert in any form of dynasty, then I'm sorry for your luck. I mean, he's one injury away from being done. So do you have anything to add on Tyler Eifert?
No, I'm over here dying, man. This cough is real. Fuck Tyler Eifert.
As with Tyler Eifert.
I would buy him. He's pretty cheap. He won't get any cheaper than this, so why not?
Yeah, don't buy him. I'd pick him in the 29th round as a starter. So, ASJ is my boy.
Love him.
ASJ is a stud tight end. I think he's going to go to Detroit. They've already said that Ebron is not their guy. He said he's looking for the next Gronk. ASJ is going – he's not going to be the next Gronk. Obviously, no one's the next Gronk. ASJ is going to go to Detroit. They're going to cut Ebron, and he is going to be a target monster, and he's going to be a stud for years to come. What do you think?
I love –
you're going to say Seattle, right?
Yeah. I love it. That actually makes sense. But I love ASJ, man. I got laughed at last year when I drafted him in a startup in, like, the 14th round. Literally laughed at by, like, multiple people in a Twitter DM group. Laughed at.
Wow.
But
I picked him up on so many waiver wires last year. Because with the suspension, no one cared about him. I was like, give me this free ASJ. Like, whatever. And I think he could still be a stud. He's still super young. He's had some off-the-field problems, but I think he proved last year that he straightened that out, and I think he's got his head on straight. And as long as he wants to succeed, he's definitely got the – I mean, he has all the physical capabilities of being a top-end tight end in the NFL.
Can't stop coughing, man. I saw him. He met with the Saints, and I really like that. I would like him in Atlanta, and I'm cool with Detroit too. I think that would be a nice spot for him. But unless you got anybody else, man, we're going to wrap this shit up so I can get some NyQuil in me and fucking stop coughing in everybody's ear.
Yeah, that should wrap everything up. Go replace the NyQuil with, like, 3 shots of Jack, though. That's what I would recommend. But I'm the alcoholic in this group, so don't listen to me. But we're going to look at getting some guests on here pretty soon. So this is kind of like a last second. Just throw it in, you know, free agent knee-jerk reaction. So thanks for joining us. And if you have any suggestions or comments, just hit us up at Twitter. We're at the DF Dominators. I'm at Wacky Pappy, and he is at Dynasty Studs with a Z.
That's it.
So until next time, peace out.
Later, guys.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.